You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it with the river of God, which is full of water. You prepare them corn, and you have so provided it. You water the ridges thereof abundantly. You settle the furrows thereof. You make it soft with showers. You bless the springing thereof. You crown the year with thy goodness, and your paths drop fatness. And so, good Lord, receive these tithes of your abundant goodness. Amen. Lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Holy and Almighty God, help us in this perilous time. A time where we can burn a church, but we can't worship in a church. A time when we can loot a store, but we cannot shop in a store. Where there is a surge of violence, and we are threatened by a virus. There is a misuse of force by those sworn to protect. Let not this period of crisis and chaos cause us to forget that you and you alone are still King. Help us not to lose heart as we pray for many needs surrounding us. We pray for the family of George Floyd. May their faith be strengthened as they mourn. We pray for police departments as they grapple with the reality of policing themselves in the wake of a despicable act and dereliction of sworn duties. We mourn and pray for families that have completely lost their businesses at the hand of looters and criminals. We pray for the police that have been injured, and especially for the families of murdered law officers. We pray, Father, that the lines that distinguish protesters and rioters not be blurred, and that the lawbreakers be brought to justice. We pray for those that fancy themselves too sophisticated to see that only an abiding faith in Jesus Christ can turn the heart of man and our culture away from the encroaching anarchy. Here in our state, we pray that the failing policies of corrupt leaders in Albany and New York City will be overturned by common sense and compassion. May those in places of power be touched by your Spirit and secured in your kingdom. Father, we don't know the real condition of a leader's heart, but we pray for our president and thank you that he was willing to hold up your word as an explicit recognition that your word and your ways are the ultimate answer. We pray for the protection of Oakwood Bible Church and all those that enter in. We pray and thank you for keeping Troy safe to this point and preserving businesses such as Happy Lunch. May today's gathering in Troy be a peaceful one. We pray for the needs here at Oakwood. We pray for the continued recovery of Karen after her surgery and for Pastor Jim and his upcoming medical tests. We pray for Bill and Barbara McGovern as they deal with the reality of hospice care for Bill's mother. I pray for Joe Densey as he enters into harsh cancer treatment. Be with his family and give them peace. Gracious Lord, as the state and country begins to open up and returns to work, in the name of Jesus, we pray for protection from the COVID virus and the destruction it has wrought. Father, we thank you that 76 years ago, the great power, courage, and resources of this great land were unleashed to stop the evil forces in Europe. You sustained us and the rest of the world during that time. We pray that the unity harnessed then would rebound today. In this difficult time, may the peace of your spirit fill our hearts, the love of the Father renew our strength, and the promise of the Savior bring us hope as we stand and recite together the prayer of our God and King Jesus.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right, and we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting King, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church.
And now, by his Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven and the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name. Come to this great table that God has given to us. Our Lord Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks. Let us pray. Our Father, we give you thanks for the bread of life, your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his broken body for us. Bless this bread, that we may be renewed and strengthened in faith to serve you more fully through our Lord and Savior, Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me."
Thank you.
not because we're tired, but we sit on purpose because Jesus paid it all for us. We rest in his goodness and his work, his death on the cross. We are at rest. He has been our King, our warrior, and our Savior. Let us gladly partake of him. After the supper, he took the cup and again he gave thanks. Our Father, we give you thanks for the blood poured out for us. Bless this wine as a renewal of covenant vows through the blood of the everlasting covenant. This we ask through Jesus our Lord. Amen. And he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." This is the cup of blessing. He blesses us with peace. He blesses us with his shalom. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have fed us and refreshed us here at this your table. Strengthen us in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. heart and receive this benediction. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. And now the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Amen.